Okay, so went to see Moby last night in London, his first ever unplugged gig, which was amazing, at the Palace Theatre. I'm not sure how many people were there, probably, I don't know, it's really hard to tell because we were in the stalls down at the bottom, but I'd say, I don't know, between 500 and 1,000, quite a small theatre, and near Leicester Square in London, and oh, it was amazing. He had Kelly Scar, who's the support act, who's also the pianist and one of the singers for all the songs that he does, so she tours with him anyway. There was a three-piece string section. There was a guy on, oh, what's one of those kind of slide guitars that he play? Oh, I can't even remember what that was called. Drummer, yeah, acoustic. The only electric instrument was the bass guitar, but then Moby did apologise for the fact that as far as bass guitars go, there aren't very many good acoustic bass guitars, so that's their only electric instrument. Moby played the acoustic guitar most of the time. He did play some piano as well, and it was just such a good gig. You know, there was a chat with him in the middle where people had asked questions to Moby, and I remember seeing that on Twitter last week. If you could ask Moby any question, what would it be? Well, that was all part of it, hosted by a Times journalist, music journalist. It was just it was so good. It was so informative. He was so honest. That's what I like about Moby. He's such an honest musician. And, you know, he tells you what he likes. He tells you what he doesn't like. He makes no apologies for the fact that, you know, it was unplugged and they weren't too sure about how some of the songs would sound. But to be honest, they were all brilliant. But what was really good about it was the fact that you could, he'd say, okay, you know, we'll play this for you. You probably haven't heard it like this before. And he'd start a song and you'd think, oh, I'm not too sure. And then Joy, the vocalist, the black girl, would come and you'd say, oh, God, it's the classic. You know, it's this song or that song or it's Porcelain or... Oh, it was amazing. And they even did a brilliant version of Go, the song which, of course, sold over 10 million copies for Moby. So that was my gig experience in London last night. Got home, had 4 hours sleep, and I'm back here at BFBS Radio again. Oh, well, that's the life we lead, isn't it? I love it. Cheers.